The following is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Should we just f***ing head into it?
What topics are we going to discuss?
I think we should have some type of like a little game plan here.
God, who cares? F***ing send it. What the f*** is going on, pussies? This is Bench Shenanigans.
We can't do that. It'll be all bleeped, you f***. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Bench Shenanigans. Today is Friday, March 11th, 4:57. We're in the studio now, boys.
Let's
go. Yes, finally. Sir. No more Zoom recordings.
No, sir.
Everything's going to be crisp.
We in the stew. And your boy Thomas is back. So the podcast quality will go up a lot this week, guys. Don't worry, you don't have to listen to Will because he's so weird and annoying and uncultured. He sucks. He stinks. He's a horrible host. Anyways,
the podcast went so well with it.
You
was so smooth. No hiccups last time.
Yo, this guy doesn't even watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
This guy's never seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Never seen Avengers. Holy shit. Anyways.
Have you seen The Batman?
No,
Brody, it
dude.
Just came
like,
out
it just
Friday.
Came out. What do you mean? I'm a student. I got rent
to pay.
But I
do want to see it. MLB lockout's over.
That's let's get cool. it. That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
You know
good
that
to
means.
See. 162 game season.
Dude, can I just say something, though? I was on Instagram yesterday, and Bleacher Report posted something, like a graphic of them like unlatching the lockout thing, and I was like, oh, like that's sick. And I go and check the comments, and everyone's like, oh, we didn't even know it was missing. Like everybody fucking hates on baseball, bro. It gets
oh,
so much
like,
hate.
Yeah,
oh, people
like
hate baseball.
Report.
They hate it.
Yeah. Comment sections about baseball when
oh,
it's like
man.
Compared to other sports is like toxic.
They're like, explain this in basketball terms.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of funny though.
Baseball is not funny. A sport.
It is funny, but I hate the amount of hate that baseball gets.
It's, yeah, it's not a young person's
no, it's
game,
not.
I would say.
It's a gentleman's game, and all these degenerates don't like to talk about it.
I so. Hate when people say that, like, baseball players aren't real athletes, or, like, you just have to be fat to play baseball.
Dude,
like, it makes no sense.
Dude, no, like, if you put any, like, athlete in a baseball game, they will not be able to perform. But if you put a baseball player, like, in a basketball game or a soccer game, they'll give you something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just come into baseball and just absolutely dominate. Like,
no.
There's
no
so
one,
it's such
bro,
a hard sport. People don't understand
hitting
that.
Hitting baseball is the hardest thing to
dude,
do in sports.
Hitting a round ball with a round bat square is the hardest thing.
Is that what Pete Rose said?
That is what Pete Rose said, brother.
You promote gambling?
I promote gambling.
Calvin
I promote
Ridley
cheating. I promote every
player?
Vice.
Whoa.
What?
See, this
just
is why
kidding.
It was so good last week.
No, dude, I bring the controversy.
Yeah.
I bring the controversy.
It was
you
a lot
guys
more
wanna,
mellow.
Yeah, you guys were so like nice and calm, and I'm like
nice. Well, I didn't want to go in on yeah. Will because he's never seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, so that's already an insult anyway.
Okay, you've never seen Sopranos. Like, shut your ass up.
Oh,
for you're those, laughing like you've seen Sopranos.
For those of you at home watching, if you don't know, Will is an old soul. He listens
to
Nas,
Tupac,
Biggie,
but he does it for attention. He doesn't
yeah.
actually like that music.
Yeah, he actually does it, bro.
It's just false claims.
It's so annoying, man.
They're actually jealous. All right,
of
they talk
what?
Some
your
trash ass
music
like,
taste.
What you listen to?
To be fair, you do listen to Playboi Carti. So
I'm sorry, I'm not from Chicago like you, where I gotta listen to Pologie and Dirk. That Dirk album
Dundas.
On Friday, that was mid.
That was gas, bro.
That was mid. I didn't
Dirk,
listen to
Dirk
one.
On
he had
Friday.
Morgan Wallen on it.
Dirk on. Oh my God.
That sounds like the worst combination ever.
Morgan Wallen said the N-word.
Dirk on Friday. Vaughn last week. Back-to-back heaters. I mean, dude. You can go listen to Playboi
okay, bro.
Like,
well,
fuck out of here, bro.
Buy tickets to the next Vaughn concert.
I'm kidding.
Yo,
I'm calling O-Block on your ass, boy. I'm
bro,
bro,
why can't Trey, bro? Young boy who?
Fuck 63rd. All right, let's actually get into it here. We're just bickering
so,
right now.
So, Will, you're anti-vax. What's that about?
Yeah, why do you? How do you feel about the new mask?
What is with these new claims that come my way every episode?
Will's the most slandered.
Will's an alcoholic,
steroid
drug addict,
user.
Anti-masker,
anti-vaxxer.
But guess what? I'm in the stew.
Yeah,
right?
You in the stew, bro?
That's all that matters.
We won't talk about what you were doing before the stew.
Hey yo,
in the corner by yourself.
while Jessica was in here.
Hey, for real though, shout out Jessica. Is the GOAT. First day in the studio, we could not get this going. I blame Will completely.
Will was because the first guy couldn't do shit.
But Jessica came through clutch, you know.
Oh, lights are back on.
A little technical difficulties.
All right.
So you guys are vaccinated then?
Yes,
bro. We go to fucking Ryerson.
Were you guys ever skeptical?
No.
I wouldn't say skeptical, but at one point I thought, like, I don't need it. But I got it when I saw that I needed to, you needed it to travel and to go to school. And I was like, okay, I have no problem with getting it. But I got the OG COVID. So once I beat
What's
that.
What's the OG COVID?
Once I beat that, bro, like, man's felt unstoppable. Still, you know what I'm saying?
What's the OG COVID? What variant was that?
COVID-19.
Oh, this guy. What the fuck? I feel like at first, though, like...
This guy has his hand on his head. He's stressed, bro.
I was kind of skeptical at first.
No, because you got Omicron.
I got Omicron. I did.
What I was talking about.
Okay, no, I got the OG, and then I got Omicron this past
OG pack.
December, yeah, OG spliff pack. Stop.
Did your parents ever tell you guys to get it?
Yeah, my parents are huge, like, pro-vax. My dad has 4 shots, believe it or not. He has 2. He's double vaxxed. He's double vaxxed and he has 2 boosters.
How does he get 2 boosters?
Because he knows people, bro.
Oh, he's like that.
Trudeau got his ass, boy. I'm like, yo, Pops, you know that's motor oil in the vaccine, eh? He's like, don't matter to me, boy.
Bro, my parents wanted me to get the vaccine, but that wasn't enough to convince me, you know?
So what convinced you, sweetheart?
What convinced me was,
did daddy,
like,
offer you a chocolate on the side?
No, bro. I went on Twitter and, like, I saw...
Listen to Joe Rogan?
No, bro. I wouldn't get my medical advice from Joe Rogan. I went on Twitter and, like, I saw OJ Simpson tweet and he had, like, a video. And, you know, like, OJ Simpson's Twitter videos, he's always like...
This is just not getting any better.
OJ's always like, hey, Twitter world, go get the vaccine. So, like, when I saw that, I had to get it. Because, like, OJ, he's like a destroyer of life, but if he's trying to save my life...
You listen to him.
He got to be spin facts.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe we should judge people who get the vaccine based on who convinced them to get the vaccine.
Speaking of vaccines, I saw today that unvaccinated MLB players cannot come to Canada to play the Jays. But I thought... Dougie boy was getting rid of all these vaccine mandates and all that stuff. Hey, Max are going on the 21st. So, what's with that? What's the difference?
Is that,
I think it's because it's a technically a private institution.
Does like that connect to like the government?
I guess. Well,
we're still gonna have to wear masks at Ryerson.
Really?
Yeah. I saw the email from my boy Dan Berlin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Masks are still mandatory at X University.
That is sheep shit right there, boys.
Wait, what's X University? Not kidding.
So Canada's government requires a person must have received a second vaccine dose or 1 dose of Johnson & Johnson at least 14 days before entry.
Wait, it says that? Like Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah. Either 2 vaccines or 1 dose of Johnson & Johnson. I want that Johnson & Johnson pack. What's in that Johnson & Johnson pack?
Are you guys bivaxual?
Yeah, I'm bare bivaxual, bro.
Which vax is, bro?
I got Moderna. I got Pfizer first, and then Moderna.
Same. I got a little P-50.
Yeah,
I got my Moderns.
Bro, I'm
then
double,
I'm back to
I'm
P-50 for the
Pfizer.
Triple. For the.
Are you triple?
Oh, yeah,
are you boosted?
I'm boosted.
You
yeah,
are
same.
You're boosted, too?
Whoa, chill.
Hey, you just call
man.
Me a pussy, bro,
wait,
triple?
Oh, wait, hang on. You guys both boosted?
Yes,
bro.
Holy pussies on this podcast, bro. She changed this fucking podcast name to 2 pussies and 1 fucking
okay,
gangster.
Dude, now you're just making my
No, my bad. No, no, we cool, okay? You know when we go.
What's with all the customs today?
It's like, fuck. I'm just back, man. There's so much energy in the stew. I'm so glad to be back. The last episode probably flopped so hard, so, like, I'm just trying to bring it, you know?
It has the most views, actually.
Oh, that's a cap,
no,
bro.
First episode does. Ooh. But our fan base is so diverse.
Shout out to the ladies!
54%. Of our audience is female.
Let's go.
No promos. No bro, promos. We're J. Cole in this motherfucker.
Hey, we cater to all audiences.
We're going up. That's all that matters.
That's all I want to say is we cater to all audiences.
But I get emails constantly about
we almost got kicked
Will.
Off, bro.
Yo. The fans are not vibing with... Oh, the lights.
Yo, our lights
the
keep going
The fans are not vibing with Will, bro. They say he talks too much.
yo, dude. Well, you know, me and Kit actually had like a conversation on the side. Like, I don't know.
Are we gonna bring this up right now?
should we bring it up on the pod?
Well, your steroid usage has impacted not only us as your friends, but the Ryerson Rams baseball team.
Yeah,
Coach, you guys are so full of shit.
Coach Blyle actually wanted us to talk to you, but like, I don't know if I.
Okay, if he wants to talk to me, bring him on the pod.
Okay, we'll bring him on the pod, but I don't want to do this right now.
He wouldn't come
it's
on the pod
very
if
hostile.
Will was here.
No, yeah, because you're not vaccinated.
Thomas, you weren't even at the last baseball practice, bro.
Yo, okay, I had shit to do.
What you, oh, all what right. shit?
Do you
what
know
shit?
What? To be fair, I owe everybody an apology, okay?
Oh.
Last week, I was on some shit, okay? So what happened? I missed baseball practice.
You missed Monday class?
I missed Monday class. I missed intramurals. What else did I miss?
A lot more.
Oh, you did miss intramurals.
I did miss intramurals. What else did I miss?
Probably more classes.
No, there's
you
more
missed
things
the
I
episode
missed.
Where we exposed.
I missed the episode. Yeah, dude. Honestly, it was just one of those weeks where it was like
you just needed some steam, bro.
Yeah,
I don't blame you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But and then like the boy, some of my boys from high school were like going up to Western to visit some of our buddies. I was like, yo, like let me just get out of Toronto and absolutely just get hammered and just live my life, man. I came home on Sunday night, hammered out that RTA 232 essay.
How did that go?
Oh, dude. That was the fucking worst paper I've ever written. Dude, I can't write these papers. They're actually so fucking
honestly,
boring.
For me, that one was a tough one. I hate that.
It's like, kind of funny how you guys are saying it's tough. Like, I didn't send both you guys.
Yo, shout
note.
Out Kit
you sent photos
the
of the
I sent everything you needed.
But I was already done. I only need the references.
Yeah, no,
it was
I
this
just,
guy over here who hadn't started the night before.
Just because
no,
you're done
no,
doesn't
I,
mean you
I,
can't say thank you.
I had no.
Well, I appreciate
okay,
it. Kit,
I,
you're the best.
No, this is the thing. I had notes, and I had finished like my first two body paragraphs, but I didn't know what I wanted to write about in the third paragraph. And so Kit sent me his notes of the article, and then I just kind of put some stuff together. We kind of bullshitted that paper a little bit, you know, but that's kind of all like sociology papers.
It's okay,
you can just edit
speak
it out.
For yourself, bro.
Bro, everybody, I'm talking too much, but
I do want to thank. Actually, when it comes down to our group chats, I feel like Will deserves like a little standing ovation because Will says thank you, unlike some people.
Bro, I literally are you kidding?
I'm not naming names, but some people demand it, and some people say anything for you, and you know,
like what I said this morning.
Yo,
I'm playing.
I was going to say, I literally said, thank you, kitten. Because you're my little kitten.
I feel like I crawl so you guys can run sometimes.
Yeah, fair.
Like, I'm about to show you guys my video essay once we finish this.
Yeah, yo, send me that, bro. I don't know. Send me that.
You know what topic you're going to do your video essay on, Thomas?
Pardon me?
You know what topic you're going to do your video essay on?
I do know what topic I'm going to do it on, but I don't know if I want to say it in front of you because you seem to fucking steal
Will's
a lie and cheat about everything,
bro.
Like, this guy has the worst academic integrity, bro. I swear to God. Like, you just be trying to leech off everybody, bro.
You
but
literally
I see,
just
I see,
admitted.
No. I see right through your lies, bro. You can talk all that hot shit, but at the end of the day, numbers don't lie, brother.
Where are the numbers?
Bro, that 76 on that paper ain't going to look too nice on your transcript, buddy.
What paper?
What? Swear one more time, bro. I dare you.
Fuck shit.
We're only 13 minutes in, pretty much.
Okay, what do you want from me, Kit?
Huh?
What do you want from me? What did you boys get up to on the weekend?
I actually went to the distillery district for the first time.
Oh, nice. Oh. A little date or what?
A date with God, you could say.
Was that a solo mesh?
Kit is the definition of don't kiss and tell. Like, not even like an. I'm not even asking for a name, but like he won't even give a hint, bro. But I know this guy's a player, bro.
I move in silence like G and lasagna.
Gang, gang, gang.
Shut the fuck up. But it was a vibe. That's my first time going. I don't even know where it was, but it's quite south from where I'm at.
How long did you last? How long did it take you to get there from your house?
We Ubered there, but we walked
okay.
back.
Was this with, who was this? Your boy Burns?
Burnsy?
Can I see a badge? Why are you investigating me? but seeing that was pretty cool. You were in London, Thomas. Will, what'd you do?
Yeah.
Will's a low-key guy.
The Will's bare low-key, but I know.
Just chill with my boys, you know.
Yeah? You have boys outside of us?
Yeah, well, you saw him.
Oh yeah, he went skiing with his boys, eh? Skiing.
Well, this guy dapped up some rando outside the RCC.
I know people.
Some dude brought in a six pack of PBR, bro. And this guy Will, because he saw the alcohol, he couldn't help. Yo, bro, I swear I know you from somewhere, bro. Like, you trying to shotgun? And like, I was like, dude, who the fuck are you, bro?
And then guess what? I knew the guy.
No, you didn't, bro. Yeah, you met him at AA, bro.
It's funny, man.
Oh, man.
Do you guys see the...
No.
Deshaun Watson will not face criminal charges after 10 women...
That was old news, no?
Dude, that was today, dude.
No, I mean, the 10 women. It was bare woman who tried to...
Yeah, but he will not face criminal charges after 10 women, bro. Count them, 10. Filed complaints accusing him of sexual assault. Tres.
Dude, when it comes 10, at what point are we not kidding?
What more do you need?
Bro, John Watson's going to come back, and he's actually going to be a beast.
Yeah, that boy's, that boy's a sick QB, bro.
Do you guys watch that Nets Sixers game last night?
Yeah, dude,
I did watch that
James
game.
James Harden flopped.
Oh my god,
bro.
That made me so happy seeing James Harden get on, bro. Oh, I fucking hate him.
I'm surprised. Like, Philly was the favorite going into the game. Yeah, the Nets
way more.
Dude, Seth Curry played unreal though.
You see that three?
Oh, is that like
Steph Curry's little bro? Yeah. If you didn't know, I know you're like a casual fan, but this guy dropped I think like 24 and he hit like what?
Did you
five
see
threes?
That 1-3? He just strolled past the bench.
Yeah, and he's staring on. And KD's
such a pure scorer, man.
He's just so
dirty,
bro. You can't guard that guy.
Well.
Well, we know you Kit definitely can't guard that guy. Yeah. Judging on if your defense from intramurals, man. I don't know, but
yikes.
Speaking of intramurals,
won't lie. I had a bad game, man.
But guess what?
Okay, you owned up to
it. Next week, it's a new week.
That's what I was about to say, Thomas. I always own up to my mistakes.
Yeah, fair. But, dude, we were getting shit on, like, consistently.
Do we know who we're facing next week?
We are, but this is only season one. I think we're facing Liam's team, actually.
Oh, we're about
Liam,
smack.
If you're listening to this, we're gonna smack your shit, bro.
Low key,
it's Boatsmith, bro.
Bodie
Smith.
The first two matchups, like, they were pretty tough. You think about it.
That first team is not good. Like,
but
second team, okay, like
guy.
Like, there's actually ballers on the second team, but like on the first team, there's genuinely one guy.
I genuinely think both teams have one guy.
Yeah,
you think so? Okay, but those other guys are decent. Like on a second team, like Max is definitely the best, like by far. Like
Max
he didn't miss a shot.
Max crutch, bro.
He did not miss a shot, but like the other guys can play ball. You know what I mean?
I would say they're
definitely better
than
the first team, though.
At most, they're equal to our skill,
dude.
Like the dude
not,
with the shooting
because
sleeve.
Because we
not
got
to name names.
Fucking dicked on, bro. We got shit on.
Like, yeah, I'm aware.
Like we actually got.
Don't need to rub it in.
I know, man. I'm just not over it. Honestly, that was just like a really rough week, bro.
It was a rough week for you. I mean, you had an ad lib the next day.
Yo, let's talk about that, bro.
I heard that it didn't go so well.
Holy shit, man. So, me being an idiot thinking like, oh, I'm not in class this week. Like, I can write my ad lib next week. Recheck my email. I'm in class, bro. I wake up at fucking like 9 o'clock, hop on the subway. I'm literally writing my ad lib on the green line on the way to class, bro. And I get to the madamy and... I checked the list and I'm like second last. I'm like, okay, I got like a good amount of time, you know, to practice whatever, man. Finally get up there, bro. I just couldn't keep it together, man. That was the worst experience of my entire life. And honestly, it is what it is. But I'm glad I got the monkey off my back. But if you ever want to feel better about yourself and you're in a sport media, just go ahead and watch my ad lib number 3. It is cheeks.
Was it number 3? I heard you kept asking Scott, one more take.
No,
I want to hear Will's ad libs because we've never experienced Will doing anything live like that.
Yeah. To be fair, my ad lib was shit, but like, Kit, honestly, yours was pretty mid.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
Like, okay, like, I'm just saying, like, all these guys have allegedly, like, they practice and shit, and I did that, like, off the dome, basically. And you know what? I fucked up 3 times. The first time, the lights flickered, and I completely lost my track of everything, and I was like, ah, fuck it. And then Scott started throwing up hand signals behind the camera, and I started panicking and sweating, and I was like, okay, dude, I don't know what to do. Like, do I go through it? And then, dude, my second take, I was, like, literally talking out of my ass. Like, I just...
When you say hand signals, you're talking about, like, Crip and shit? Or?
Yeah, like Blood Crip. I know he's like really gang affiliated, so.
Oh,
it was just throwing
what
me
was
off.
What was Scott
yeah.
doing? It's Which like one specifically?
Big B's.
Oh.
Yeah. And like, dude, because you guys know I'm a Crip, right? Like, you know that I rap that block.
Scarborough?
Scarps. Nah, but honestly, okay, we can just forget about that whole week. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
New
Fair
day,
enough.
Day,
it was a tough
bro,
week.
It was a tough week.
Tough
man.
Week, new week,
all
right?
You know, man, you really can't win them all. Like,
that's why, guess what? Next week, starting off Monday, we got Intramurals. New week, new game.
I quit.
New bro. Opponent.
I quit that game, bro. I'm injured. I can't play.
You're that guy, eh?
Dude, I'm playing through an injury. I hope you know.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I'm playing through an injury, and I'm still locking these guys. Did you not see me block fucking... What's his
Caglin.
Name? Caglin. Caglin, yeah. Caitlin, whatever. I blocked him. I was locking up Max for the most part, and you guys were not carrying your load, and I'm blaming that loss on you, too. Thank you. Anyways, next topic.
What have I got here left?
Huh?
Hey, man, I owned it. Like, I'm okay with that
Fair
loss
enough.
Being
you
on
did
me.
Own it.
Like, yeah, I wasn't sinking shots,
right
but
there.
I'm not going to stop shooting. You
it's
know
the
me?
Same story every damn week, bro. You guys played so good, bro. My bad. Like, honest.
Okay, bro. You guys are fucking internally in debt to me for literally everything.
We're in debt?
I do everything
Dude,
for all of you.
What do you do?
What do you mean?
You're
you,
only...
You literally
stop
sent,
winking at
you
me.
You literally sent us your notes for the essay and, like...
No.
I'm getting your fucking creative practice hours.
In all realness, Kit, you are the GOAT.
Yeah, okay.
I know
what's
appreciated, but
okay,
Thomas is a slimy...
What?
I ain't gonna finish that sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know you love me. All right, I don't want to bicker anymore. Can we just actually talk
That's
about
what I'm saying.
Stuff?
This isn't a hate podcast,
yeah, you're
bro.
Right.
Like, if we were going to hate, we would start mentioning you-know-who.
Who's that?
If you know, you know.
What? You can hear it on the mic, bro.
No, I didn't even hear it. I
you
heard
hear
it.
Yo,
something.
Make sure you cut it out.
Bro, what? I can't sorry. Be dishonest with our fans,
bro. Okay, then we're going to get f***ing...
Who's this we?
Okay, we'll get...
So, guys.
Oh, shit.
Russ is on Denver Broncos. Y'all like that? Are y'all big football fans?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big football fan.
Who's your team?
Miami Dolphins.
This guy, dude.
Miami Dolphins. To be fair, I was born into it from my dad. Grew up in Miami. So he's been a Miami fan for a good amount of time. And I was like, hey, like, I'm not going to just... Like, I didn't really start watching football till like, ninth grade. And I didn't want to just hop on, like, a sick team. So I was like, hey, like, I'll just own it with the Dolphins. And it's... I mean, it could be worse. I could be a Giants fan.
Tua?
Tua and Tua we trust, buddy.
I fuck with Tua.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lefty.
And Waddle. The boys are pretty
True.
Nice.
True. I honestly Jalen forgot... Waddle's nice. And he's a rookie.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I forgot that.
He's
like,
so slept on, but...
I had him on my fantasy team. He was eating.
Yeah.
Well, who's your team?
Definitely a Bills fan.
Definitely a fucking Packers fan. Or a Patriots fan.
I'd say Bills.
I'm guy. Not... Okay, name every single player.
to ever play.
I was literally going to say, I'm not a huge football guy. Like,
but
baseball, hockey, and basketball come before that.
Yeah, fair.
So I really started watching it probably, say, grade 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was like, I guess it's Buffalo.
Fair. Closest to Toronto.
Do you watch hockey a lot, Thomas?
Dude, honestly, I don't know what it is. I find hockey has gotten so boring to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I keep up with it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like hockey. I really enjoy it. Playing it. I love playing hockey. Like, I love playing shinny and stuff like that. But, dude, it just... Unless it's the Leafs, I can't watch it.
I feel that.
You know what I mean?
Just Matthews,
like,
though.
Yeah, Matthews is...
Austin
like,
Matthews.
The Leafs are, like, ridiculously entertaining to watch, even if they're getting... on it's just like there's always something going on, but like if it's not the least man, I literally physically can't watch it. I'd rather watch basketball.
No, that's fair because I'm a huge hockey guy, but like when it comes to other games, I watch basketball or hockey.
Yeah,
any day.
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah,
I find
like my least priority.
Yeah,
say.
Yeah, I'd say so too. I keep up, like I keep up with it though.
I really
no.
don't.
I think
Did you play hockey, Kit?
Not growing up, but shinny with the boys. You know,
fair.
I'd say like for someone who never played in a real league.
Pretty
I can
decent.
Keep up with my friends. Like, obviously, like, I'm, like, the worst.
Did your other friends not play in the league, too?
I don't know why this guy's. I've seen Will skate. He can't.
Dude, Will, when did you see me skate?
Will is the most flat-footed
person. Your brother
person.
Ties your skates up for you. Like, stop talking like you own this shit.
Where's
bro.
The evidence of that? Yeah. Who told you?
Boys, can we stop beefing, please? I want to ask you actually a really good question.
All right, go for it.
Who do you boys have coming out of the West and the East? NBA. And all right, I mean, you can call your winner if you want.
Miami
I think
coming
it's a
out of the
hard.
East.
Really?
Yeah, oh, my God.
This guy's a casual.
Literally, this guy does not follow analytics at all.
I got the Bucks coming out of the East, and the Suns coming out of the West again. If CP3 actually,
so
dude,
Suns
honestly,
are 100% coming out of the West. Suns
you think
like,
so? But CP3's down for 6-8.
I don't know. Well, probably
I'm
like,
sticking
just,
with my preseason call for the finals, and the Warriors will win.
Really. Yeah. Warriors don't look as good as they were
the
first half.
I can see that, but I'm just going to stick
but
with
I guess
them.
It is Draymond isn't there, so it is
yeah,
kind of
Draymond
fair.
Is actually like severely
and
underrated. Like
Klay's only played like 20
yeah,
games. Like,
Klay don't look like himself, though.
But he's only played 20 games. Like,
yeah, I think yeah, for I me, I was thinking about it for Klay. I think
trade his ass.
This
honestly, trade Klay. Let Steph be the primary
bro, I swear
scorer,
like a
bro.
Trade
I swear.
Room, like, 3 years ago, that he was gonna like get traded to.
Dude,
Lakers.
Hot take. I've been saying this for a while. Trade Klay, and just let Steph just ball out, bro. Like literally,
no,
dude. When Klay was injured,
year.
Steph was fucking.
Oh yeah.
MVP at the beginning of the year. Steph
dropping
was MVP 60? Candidate.
Yeah, but they let him do that last year, and the Warriors didn't make it that far.
Yeah, but the Warriors roster also looked a lot different compared to now than
not
just
really.
Klay. Should we pull it?
Not really.
Should we pull it up?
Like they got Kuminga in the draft. Like Jordan Poole is playing better now, but like
Jordan Poole is severely underrated as well. He's on my fantasy team.
I think Tyler Herro will win Sixth Man of the Year, though.
Yeah, that's kind of a lock at this
yeah.
point, no?
Like,
who's got? Who you guys got MVP?
I low key think Jokic should get it again.
I want Embiid to get it again. I wanted him to get it last year.
I want Giannis to get it.
I would be okay with Giannis getting it too, because Giannis has the potential to like.
Dude, Giannis
be the best.
Giannis outscores Embiid in every category.
Yeah. Embiid,
every category.
Or no, Jokic is just like for me is
Jokic
like,
is yeah.
We also got to compare teams.
His stat lines and what he does with his team,
it's
who's
stupid.
Missing two guys on max contracts,
yeah,
and
it's
he's
stupid.
What is he? They are sixth in the West.
Yeah, that's not
13
bad.
Games over 500 without Jamal Murray, or Michael Porter Jr.
Okay,
I'm a big Michael Porter Jr. guy.
Are you?
I love that
dude,
guy.
You
anti-vax guy? He's anti-vax.
MPJ's anti-vax.
He's anti-vax?
No way.
No shot. Who's your source? You? There's no way MPJ's anti-vax. And if so, then yeah, I stand not.
Dude, kidding. Honestly, this will never happen just because of how sick everyone's playing, like the three guys we just mentioned. But Ja Morant is a baller.
Oh,
and he actually might be the most entertaining player to watch in the NBA right now.
He's up next with like him, Luka, Tatum,
Trey.
I'm not a huge Trey guy, but I'll put Trey in there.
Trey gets so much hate, but I fucking love Trey.
I hate Trey.
I'm not a big Trey.
I love Trey.
He
Young,
is going
dude.
To hurt people.
That dude's hair just pissed me off. I'm sorry.
I love Trey Young.
His hair lives in your head rent free because I've heard you say that so many times.
I think he's jealous of that.
That baby hair?
That baby hair, boy.
Look, first article. Michael Porter Jr. says he doesn't feel comfortable getting COVID-19 vaccine.
So
yeah,
why is Kyrie
back
blowing
in
up?
September, bro.
Yeah, oh, well, MPJ is out for the season, right, with
yeah.
a back
No, he could
back
be coming
surgery.
Back.
He'll
really?
Come back for playoffs. Yeah.
Him and Murray come back.
Jamal.
What did Murray do? He tore his ACL?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. Yeah,
he's
know.
Canadian.
Yeah, I love seeing him ball out. Canadian seeing Canadian's ball.
Jamal
is
a very, very fun
dude,
to watch. He's so explosive.
Yo, what about
becoming
what about Jamal in the bubble? My goodness.
Oh my god, like I was a demon.
But yeah, Canadian basketball, it's on the up.
Shea, Lou Dort, like
SGA, yeah.
Oh, SGA is nasty.
I'm so happy Shea signed with Converse, like the shoes. Like I think that's sick as fuck.
It's different for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like everyone yeah. always goes like Nike.
What do you got though? Right now everyone's balling, all the Canadians, Jamal. Well, Jamal's not balling right now, but he's a baller. Jamal, Andrew,
he's a father.
Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins is my boy.
Andrew Wiggins, all-star starter. Don't ask me how,
never
but
fan.
Never a fan.
Never a fan. Andrew Wiggins.
No way.
That's whack.
Well,
what about Anthony
coming
Bennett?
Out of Kansas, they were saying he's Maple Jordan.
Okay, yeah, well, dude, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they RJ's name was Maple
oh,
Mamba.
Yeah. I literally forgot about RJ, man.
What's
he's balling though.
He's balling in New York.
But he
lately,
plays for
too.
The Nets, bro.
You mean Knicks?
The Knicks.
Yeah, Jesus, this guy doesn't know ball.
My bad, bro. Yeah, I don't even listen to. I don't
watch
ball.
Fans are gonna hate that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get canceled. Sorry, it was just.
What happened to the Knicks? They are ass.
They're horrible. They're in 10th.
The Knicks or the Nets? Yeah.
The Knicks. Well, both.
Oh, Knicks are always a joke, man.
What's the difference between the Nets and the Knicks? Are they not the same team?
I don't even know what sport we're talking
That's
about.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Which one plays in New York?
Atlanta.
Right now, if the playoffs started today, okay, Toronto plays Brooklyn in the first round of the playoff.
That's just tough.
That's an L for Toronto. I'll tell you that right now because KD's going to be back. Like, at full, well, he's already back, but everyone's going to be good
thing
on
though,
Brooklyn. Brooklyn's
if,
roster
if we
right
stay
is,
this position, what I feel like, I do feel like Nets are going to pass Raptors, we'd be at home versus the Nets.
Yeah.
Without Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, but the Nets are going to go down as one of the scariest eighth seed
without
teams of all
Kyrie
time.
Without Kyrie Irving, though.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I know who KD
is,
but bro.
The Raptors
but then,
always lose
dude,
their first game in the
dude,
playoffs.
So
that's a fact.
Orlando Miami, 2019.
Miami is going to have to play
I think
the
Miami
Nets
has slept
in the
on.
First round
I agree with you
win.
On that.
Hmm?
I agree with Thomas, like how Miami's like slept on.
Super slept on, bro.
Miami's got number one right now.
I know, but no one's talking about them like
I miss Kyle Lowry's fat dumper.
There was talks that if Lowry stayed with the Raptors,
DeRozan
would come too.
Dude, but that's like, what's the point? Like, we drafted all these young guys just to go back 10 years.
No,
it
would have made sense.
Gary would be like the shooting guard, and then you'd have an awkward moment where like Fred and Kyle Lowry would have to share the.
It wouldn't
goal.
Make sense for them to come back.
No. I'd love for him to play his last year in Toronto when he's like super burnt out and just one of those veteran guys. He's not like he wouldn't even see the floor that much.
Still get some mid-range.
Like Carmelo.
Yeah. Like who?
Carmelo?
Dude, Carmelo's a fucking starter on the Lakers, bro.
He's a bum.
I know, he is a bum, bro. I'm sorry. Yo, shout out Melo in his prime years. That guy was sick, but... Did you see Jalen Green? Yo, the nuts on Jalen Green, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe a rookie saying that about Melo. Like, straight
up. Oh, we're going
up.
At Melo?
Like, yeah, we're going at... Like, the game plan was go at Melo, man. Like, you are...
Dude, Houston's such a chippy team, though.
I don't like Jalen Green, man. I find him so annoying. And
Nah, he's good for the league. Like, Kevin Porter Jr., that guy's good for the league. Such an asshole.
Kevin Porter Jr. is like the... Who else is good for the league? Boogie Cousins and Kyrie Irving?
I love Boogie.
Yeah,
I'm a
would,
huge
bro.
Boogie supporter.
Now we know who the anti-vaxxer is.
Yeah, that's why he's in the other room right now.
Yeah. Damn, you guys got jokes.
Hey, yo.
Jokes for
you boys,
days.
You boys looking forward to baseball practice on Sunday?
Can't wait.
Well, Miles won't be
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, Miles is not going to be the there. Trash. We have a new coach coming in.
Do
oh,
we?
Yeah, new coach.
Yeah.
You didn't even
we
know
We got
that.
A new coach.
Yeah,
we haven't met him yet.
Have the new recruits come in? Because they're getting posted
one,
on Instagram.
No, one came last week.
I'm kind of heated because I didn't get a post on Instagram when
I
got recruited.
I didn't
recruited.
Either.
You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Heated as
you know
well.
What also pisses me off? Ryerson Ram social media.
Oh, we get no love.
Speak
no
your
love.
Chest, bro.
We get yeah. Actually, you know this is the place to say it, bro.
Ryerson baseball gets no love.
No love, bro. And we're actually one of the better teams. Anyways, Ryerson baseball gets no love. We are disgustingly good. We are exciting to watch.
Come out to some games next.
You walk into Mattamy, Maple Leaf Gardens. There's tons of pictures
dude,
of.
We're not even varsity.
That's why we don't get a lot.
Yeah, that's
of love.
Why we don't get love. Same with the rugby team. They don't get that much love because they're not varsity. But
they get way more than us.
I think they get more than us. We get, they won or lost.
Dude. We don't even get that. It's always on the Rams, like, baseball account, like, the actual normal
but
one.
But, yo, I was actually looking. Like, we have more followers on Rams baseball than a lot of the main teams.
Really?
Good.
Like, yeah. Like, Rams baseball has more followers than men's basketball.
And we still get disrespected.
We still get shit on, bro. It's unreal. Huh. But I don't care, man. I just, you know, we just work in silence. We just do our thing, bro. We let our results do the talking.
Big season coming up.
Big season. Redemption season.
Redemption.
Yeah.
I really want to play other schools.
I think we will. Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Because I'm not to like shit on our pool, but I don't like our pool. I think it's boring.
It is very boring.
Yeah.
Because we just play York.
I just want to travel. Like, you know?
Yeah,
when I came into it, I'm like, yo, we're going to be traveling to Western,
Queens,
Guelph.
See, I didn't have those expectations.
No?
Just because of COVID, I feel like they probably wouldn't do that. Oh, man, this guy.
It's okay.
Okay, well, okay. Should we GTFO?
Are we at our time limit?
Yeah, we already passed. I think we should. It's been a pleasure.
Being in the stew. Kitty, you want to send us off?
I want to thank you guys for listening. We, like I said last week, we're back to weekly episodes, and they'll all be in the studio now, so it's going to be awesome.
Also, are we going to have an Instagram page coming soon?
We might do a little behind the scenes. Page, you know? Mind you, no promos, and we do dummy numbies.